I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp Therapy Online. If you want to live a more empowered life, therapy can get you there. Visit betterhelp.com/skim today and get 10% off your first month. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Skim. I'm Scott.
And I'm Kim.
And we're back at it.
We are back.
1 week. That's it.
Well, last week I was out of town and it was really fun to record sitting on a park bench outside a store in Laurel, Mississippi.
That's the lyrics to the, who's the band that used to play flutes? sitting on a park bench. I can't think of the band.
I can't think
Jethro
of it.
Jethro Tull. That's who it is. It's a and that song's not actually very nice to know the lyrics to, so I'm not going to keep singing.
Okay,
it,
but, good.
But you reminded me of it for whatever reason. yeah, you were in Mississippi and you got home on Tuesday
night. Yeah,
something like that.
Kind of late.
Yeah, kind of late. I talked to Kim. I said, "All right, I need to be at the airport. What time?" She says, "Oh, don't worry about it. My other sister's going to pick us up."
We had people.
And I went, "Okay, cool." So then I hung out, did other stuff, then sat on the porch until I got home and I saw a truck that wasn't your sister's. And I'm like, wait a minute.
Well, that is because Julie had been in Croatia and her time was all screwed up.
She's got lag.
She's like, I can't stay up that late. So
she's got jet lag.
We had a different
bad
person to pick us up. It was great. Thank you, Chelsea.
Yeah, it all worked out. Chelsea, if you're listening, you're awesome. Thank you for doing that during a pinch there. But the original plan, Kim, was going to go down there and hang out with her sister, Sarah, who also celebrated a birthday while you were there. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, they're down there building a new place in Mississippi. They've, you know, broken ground and put in foundations and all this cool stuff. And it looks really rad what they're working on. Anyway, it was all going great. But sort of last minute, you guys all decided to come back together because, unfortunately, Kim's sister, my sister-in-law, Angel, her cancer that she's been dealing with for the last 3.5 years, almost exactly 3 years, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I always say it's 2019, but it was actually 2020. Anyway, just accelerated kind of quick. Like 10 days ago, she was looking great, sounding great, was on a list for some.
It was a trial drug she was in. She had done the pre-work and everything. And then 3 weeks later, she went in, 2 days before she started it and just did last minute blood work. And they found out during that blood work that her liver was failing. So they were like, we can't even start it. There's really nothing more we can do. And you have 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah.
So it was a little shock for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, and she's been up and down.
But even then, it seemed like she was okay-ish. Mm-hmm.
She was talking to all of us on the phone. We were telling funny
stories.
She was
laughing and whatever.
It was good.
But then, ER visit, and it got real bad real quick, and now they're talking.
We don't know.
It could still be weeks. That'd be great if it was.
Yeah.
But it might be days. We don't know. We saw her yesterday. I got to go over there and hang out with her for a bit, and she's a lot more
jaundiced than last time I saw her. A lot more.
Very thin. Yeah, she's and they've got weight. They've got her on the good stuff, so, you know, trying to manage pain and everything. You know, the things that fentanyl was actually invented for and not street use.
So it's helping her a lot. Yeah. All of her kids have now made it in town. All of the siblings have now made it in town.
Yep.
All of my siblings. So it's been good to have everybody
there.
Are
we all here then? We're all here now.
Everybody is right now.
Who are we missing?
Nobody.
I guess the twins are still in Cedar City, but that could be easily arranged.
That would be hard to have them there. They're just hard to have with everybody.
I mean, when the terrible day comes, you know, then you can start making plans or whatever. Yeah. But yeah, everybody's getting to see her. We were all there yesterday, or a bunch of us were. Then you were there again last night. Mm-hmm. I had to work, but you and all your siblings got together for a big thing. I'm going to talk later about your last second soup idea, which I just think is worth mentioning in our foodie time, because that's crazy that you did that. I don't even know how you do what you did. We'll talk about it, but
okay.
Holy crap. but anyway, so now the good thing is, you know, you're all here. At the very least, you're all spending really good time with her. Her kids have all figured out a way to get here, and they've got a lot. They have six kids, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
Six.
But
yeah, the prognosis is pretty bad. So she would probably want us to tell people, go in and get your stuff checked, you know, go in early, try to catch stuff before it's a problem. She had no idea. Healthy person her whole life. She's one of the nicest, kindest, nurturing people I know. Mm-hmm. And this just isn't fair that she is in this state. But part of how we deal with it, I think, is rush around and do stuff.
I mean, that's the best thing you can do, is find out what needs to be done and get it done.
Yeah. What else can you do?
And the last thing I think that was bothering her was to go through her recipes for her kids, because she wanted them to have her recipes that they grew up eating.
Yeah.
So I'm taking over that. Her daughter and I were going through the ones to make sure we got all the ones that she remembered and knew that she made a lot and stuff. So we're going to... Taylor's going to help me put a book together.
That Gigi you were doing that mm-hmm. with? Yeah. She's good for that stuff. So yeah, it's all awful. No one likes it.
Right.
It's all happening too fast. I don't like the speed at which it's picked up. That's the biggest problem.
Yeah.
You never know when the stuff's going to get more aggressive. Yeah. And right
I know a lot of people deal with this, and it's hard. It doesn't matter who you are and how close you are to the person. It's never feels right.
Yeah, it's funny because I had just seen a picture of this character in the Marvel comics called Man Thing, and it reminded me, oh, that's one of Jerry Conway's characters. Mm-hmm. I should reach out to him. It's been years. We used to be always talking. He's a big fan mm-hmm. of the shows. He was like a regular, and anybody who knows comics knows this guy. He co-created the Punisher and so many characters, like all the stuff you love from the 70s and 80s. This guy had a hand in it, felt like. And so this morning I just reached out. And he says, oh, yeah, it's so good to hear from you and this and that. And he wrote back and asked how things were. And I said, well, things are okay. And he said, well, I read about your, he saw it on Facebook. I read about your sister-in-law. Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry about that. And then he went and told me this whole story about his whole cancer journey that I didn't even know he was doing.
Oh, my goodness.
And so I've got this thing in my head now where it's like, can we have less decent people suffering from the worst disease ever that we can't cure? Can we maybe, I'm not saying I wish it on bad people, but why aren't they doing it? You know what I mean? I don't know.
Because it's never fair.
This is part of the frustration with it, is your brain wants to throw it other places, you know, like this isn't fair. She has six kids. Yes, they're mostly grown now, but.
The youngest is still 12.
Yeah. And he's, you know, got severe autism. And by severe, I just mean he's very, very deep into
the spectrum.
And it's very hard. I'm not even sure he understands what's going on right now. And that's hard. That's sad. And when he does understand it, that's going to be really hard and sad.
Yeah, it's going to be hard for him.
So the whole thing's just hard. I don't like it. Anyway, so go get checked. Take care of yourselves. Don't put off your colonoscopies, stuff like that, you know. Mm-hmm. Get in there and get it done. But the good news is the kids are here this weekend.
Oh, we got the grandkids this weekend.
Today, starting in about an hour and a half, you'll see them arrive or so. And we got a little teether McGee there. Phoebe, she's teething right now, so her teeth are all hurty. But that's okay. Nana's good at taking care of that.
Yeah,
so.
We'll be fine.
I made her cuss. Did I tell you about that?
Yes.
I didn't make her. She's 10 months old.
Everything. She's 11 months now.
11 months now. Mm-hmm. She just turned 11 months. She's already saying words, and it's usually things that get her things. So when she wants to say more, or if she wants milk, she's kind of combined it into a word that says mako. And if she wants something, she'll reach out and go mako. But she'll say other words like really well. When I showed her a pumpkin and said, this is a pumpkin, she goes, pumpkin, and you know, things like that.
When she's on the phone with me yesterday, she decided, she was like, puppies.
Yeah,
puppies. So I had to show them where they are.
And she loves whispering it. Puppies.
So then I'm, of course, finding the dogs in the house and showing her video of them. And she's just like so happy. She loves dogs.
So I'm holding her and walking around. I step on a dog toy.
Because that's what we have on our floor.
Yep. And it hurt. It was one of those hard, like the big ones for Ripley with all the gouge marks in it and stuff. And I was barefooted. And I stepped on it and I went, shit.
And she went.
She went, shit. And didn't keep saying it, thank goodness. But yeah, that worked out pretty good. Anyway, it's a lot.
It's a lot going on. I always say that. I feel like we always have a lot going on. This week's been extremely a lot and very emotional and very hard.
And you haven't stopped. You've been running around since you were watching your other sister's kids for a week.
Before I went to Mississippi,
While they were in Croatia. That was 6 days. And then bam, right onto the plane. And another
4 days.
And then, but in total, it's like 12 days.
That I was gone straight.
That you were kind of gone. That felt like an eternity. I didn't like it. not at all. And this happens also, we talked about this on the show when it happened a year ago, but Kim's other sister, she has a lot of sisters.
I have four sisters.
Lost her husband last year because some cops mistook him for the suspect they were chasing while he was on his own porch trying to find out what the ruckus was about, and they shot him. And he died from those wounds. A year ago today. Mm-hmm. And so tonight we're doing a thing around that. With the whole family, so there's a lot. There's a lot going on. It's a lot of pain, a lot of trying to smile through it and find silver linings and
stories to tell that are good stories. And it's just it's been a long week.
Yeah, I'm glad that my family's not having a bunch of emergencies at the exact same time because that could easily happen. I mean, my mom's 85. Her husband John is 92. People are moving and going places and a bunch of them are getting ready for a big trip to Korea. And just, I feel like anything could happen. I'm like, everyone just keep your stuff together on this side, please. Cause there's a lot over here right now. And nobody's got time for your crap.
Nice. No,
I know it's fine. Whatever.
We love them
you do
all.
What you do. Your life is what it is. And
it is.
You
we just have
it.
A lot of big, huge family on both sides and we're really close to all of them. So it's just always a lot going on.
Yep. It's harder that way. All right. Well, that's about, I think that catches us up on what's going on in our lives. Yeah. I mean, there's little bits and pieces.
The day-to-day stuff.
Sure. There's some good news too. Like on the Frog Pants side, a bunch of growth and new stuff happening over here. Like on the career end, I'm really happy. It feels weird though to have some of that stuff celebratory and exciting
when
at the exact same time.
When unfair things are happening.
Yeah, when unfair things are happening to everybody else and you get survivor's guilt and you feel like, wait, you know, can we take some of that from other people? But they don't want to give us that, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, your sister said it really well yesterday. I was talking to her and we had to go and I said, you let us know if you need anything. We love you, all this stuff. And I said, you don't deserve this. And she goes, yeah, what are you going to do? And I realized that's kind of I hope I have that attitude when I am in a similar situation.
Yeah, it's true.
You know what I mean? That was inspiring, I thought. Of course, Kim likes to hold it in a little bit and keep busy until her grandson calls her and says, what did he say? Do you need a hug?
He goes, what did he say? He goes, are you okay, Nana?
Yeah.
And I went, I'm okay.
And Kim lost it in the car.
He's like, you need a big, cool hug.
Everything's cool now. Have you noticed that with him?
He likes his cool.
Yeah. He thinks things are cool. He tried to feed a toy I gave him yesterday to some chickens, which was not cool. That was less cool. Anyway, that's a whole other story. All right, let's take a quick moment here to talk about the good people over at BetterHelp Therapy Online. This episode is brought to you by them. And for 10% off your order, go to betterhelp.com/skim. Look, there are things in your life, like we've been talking about already here on the show, where, I don't know, you get intrusive thoughts, you get frustrated, you get depressed. Getting, you know, full of anxiety or whatever. And maybe it's something you've been dealing with a long time. Maybe it just started happening to you. I don't know. But some of these things can keep you from enjoying your life and living your life to its fullest. So if you ever find yourself just, I don't know, even just having a hard time falling asleep or, you know, your brain won't stop talking, that sort of thing. It turns out there's a great way to help those racing thoughts go away. That is to talk through them. Therapy gives you a place to do that. So You can get out your negative thought cycles and find some mental and emotional peace. And if you benefited from therapy before, then you'll know how great it can be in your life. I can tell you that, you know, it doesn't hurt having a sister who's an actual therapist, but having used various therapies in my life before, different sessions of therapy, it has been really, really good for me. And having a tool like BetterHelp out there could be really good for you. The benefits are a huge long list. And if you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited for your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched and set up with a licensed therapist. And then switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. You know, you don't always end up with the one perfect for you, and that's not a problem. You just keep moving through. Get a break from your thoughts with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/skim today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, betterhelp.com/skim. Let's get to some emails this week. We've got some feedback and some stuff here.
Awesome.
Andy W5x5 reminds us that October is when Christmas Hallmark movies start.
Of course it is.
Yep.
It's coming up, you guys.
It's coming up quick.
Aren't you excited?
Let's take a look at the lineup here. See if any of this jumps out. I'm sure all of these are about... She's from the big city, and he owns a local wood shop. Together, it's going to be that mostly.
It's going to be a tree farm if it's Christmas.
October 20th is your first one. Checking It Twice is the name. I don't know if you've seen it or if that's new.
I don't know. We'll find out.
Let's see if there's any of these jump out at me. Never Been Chris'd. Oh, that's probably about a guy named Chris, and they haven't kissed. Holiday Hotline. Ooh, boy. Catch Me If You Claws. That's terrible. That's not even a good pun or a good word thing. Christmas in Notting Hill. That's a way to get Notting Hill fans to think there's a new Notting Hill movie.
Mm-hmm.
Here's one. My Norwegian Holiday. That could be cool.
Sounds cool. If it's in Norway.
Mrs. Christmas Comes to Town. Yeah.
You need to just stop making.
Are you excited?
I mean, look
at this list, honey. It goes all the way up through.
You know why I'm excited, though?
What?
When I watch these movies, as cheesy as they can be, some of them are really good. Some of them are new. I haven't seen them.
Really
Some
good?
Of them I'll rewatch from years past.
Yeah.
Stop it.
I'm just teasing. Keep
my
going.
My favorite part about it is a bowl of popcorn with my cute little Christmas blanket and sitting on the couch and getting all cozy, and it starts to get cold outside, and the leaves are falling, and... Oh my gosh, all of that just makes me happy.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that. And you have your husband off to the corner in his own blanket playing his Steam Deck with
playing
headphones on.
Steam Deck.
It's all good.
It's perfect. That's just like so nice as it starts to get dark at 6 o'clock instead of 9.
Yeah, I agree. It is. I love this time of year.
I'm done mowing the lawn by then.
Yep.
Oh, let's
You're
hope
watering.
So.
We have to water less. We worry about water crap less. Have we had our life has been nonstop. I don't want to compare. So I'm sure people have had worse times.
People have hard things.
But really, since June until now, I don't feel like it stopped.
It didn't.
Just bam, 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 bam.
And you kind of get in that mode of, well, when that's over, then I can relax. Or when that's done. Or when I'm back from that trip. Or when I get these things done. But now I'm looking at my house going, I didn't really get to spring cleaning. So now it's fall cleaning. And I'm still not there.
Yeah. But you did put up a bunch of Halloween stuff. So that's cool.
I did get my Halloween stuff out. I hadn't done that in like 3 years, though.
Are we doing a card this year? I can't remember.
A card? I think so.
Because we didn't do one last year.
We've actually talked about it. We're thinking about a Thanksgiving card just to mix it up a little bit.
Oh, man. Just throw everyone for a loop. We'll see how that goes.
We'll see how it goes.
We'll see
if we get to it.
You know what we'll never be? We'll never be that family that sends out the two-page newsletter about what's going on.
Tell everybody what's going on.
Never.
No, you're right.
Never doing that. No offense to anyone who's ever sent us one.
No.
None.
I still laugh at the one. I had an aunt that sent me one that said... One of my cousins, I can't remember which one, or maybe I do remember, but I'm not going to put his name out there. But he's like, he's not making the best decisions right now. And she wrote that in the Christmas letter. And I was just like, what?
Yeah, that's hardcore.
Poor guy.
Why would you say that?
Seriously, Mom? Thanks a lot.
Yeah. I don't think you want that part of it.
He's not making the best decisions right now. We're really hoping it just kind of picks up on that this year.
I mean, the kid's going to read it, right?
I think he was an adult at the time.
Well, okay.
Of course he's going to read it. He's going to be like, thanks a lot, Mom. Threw me under the bus.
That seems like very bus throwy endery. I don't like it. Here's one from Nori. Nori says, hey, Scott and Kim, this is a text. This is Nori, and I love your show. How do you explain this show to people who don't really understand what podcasting is? Sign
they
Nori.
Don't understand what podcasting is. It's hard to explain it at all.
We did this
but
yesterday.
The kind of show is usually like, it's just this one, Skim, is about our lives.
Yeah, we just talk about our lives.
We talk about our kids, our grandkids, what's going on, what we're cooking, what we're doing. And most people are like, oh, okay. I don't know if they ever go listen to it because maybe they don't care. But
well, yesterday they got the address from me, so I have a feeling they might check this out. And there was so some neighbors and friends of your sisters that were all in there together with us. And she had all these questions about it. And I find it really hard to explain. If you don't have a basic idea of how podcasting works, it's actually kind of hard to explain. So I usually just say, oh, it's internet-based radio.
It's like talk radio.
And yeah, and you can get it
and
online.
That doesn't really explain it well, but whatever. Yeah.
But they got all excited and wanted to hear it. So if you're out there listening, good to have you. Welcome.
Welcome.
Sorry about the swear earlier. And it happens more on other shows. I'm just warning you. Swears. Okay.
It's not a lot like of, no one's ever heard one.
We don't do F-bombs. Okay. I don't do F-bombs on my network, but...
Everyone else that listens to this normally knows this already.
You're going to get your hells, dams, and shits, though. Okay. That's how it's going to be. Thank you, Nori, for that. By the way, that text line is 801-471-0462. We got another one here from Joel who says, hey, guys, does Kim have a good recipe for marinating meat, steak, chicken, any of that? Question mark.
Yes, I do.
What do you say to Joel?
It just depends on how much time you have. So if you know you're having dinner tomorrow night and you want to marinate, I would get your stuff early and marinate it for a few hours in the fridge at least.
But marinate it in what? Like?
Oh, I guess they want a recipe. Yeah, it's...
Because I know
it's usually an oil base that I like to use if I'm going to put it on the grill so I know it doesn't stick. Mm. But if you are going to go in the oven, you don't have to do that. You can just put your... I usually use a dry rub.
And is it a kind you prefer? Is it a store-bought? What do we do?
I really like the Kinder stuff.
Kinder.
Yeah, that brown butter garlic one.
Oh, that is good. Holy crap.
They have a Japanese barbecue flavor. They have a regular... They have a chicken and a steak one. I like theirs because they have big chunks of things in it, which break down on the meat and you kind of get...
Where are we getting those from? Costco or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can get them at like Walmart, the smaller containers, but the big ones are at Costco.
Okay. So there you go. Kinder, you said, is the brand?
I like that brand. They have a lot of different flavors and I usually can smell it and go, ooh, that's going to be good on chicken or ooh, that's going to be good on whatever. But the potatoes that I make in the oven when I chop up chunks of potato and I just roast them, I'll use that brown butter garlic one. And it's so good.
What's your brother doing tonight? It's
he's doing tri-tip tonight.
Tri-tip. Oh my gosh, dude. I'm not going to eat anything.
If you're someone who likes a wet marinade, there are so many recipes. It's just going to find, you got to kind of find what you like. Some people really like garlic. Some people really want it to be peppery.
When you say wet marinade, like it's a thing
like
that soaks.
Like a jar or you make it yourself. Okay. It's just wet on the meat.
Okay.
But if I know I'm going to go on the grill, I'll make my marinade out of an oil base.
So. Right. Because you don't want to stick.
Exactly.
It makes perfect sense. I look forward to whatever Richard makes tonight.
I don't really have a recipe, though, because most things are going to have garlic, onion, sometimes peppers, sometimes a salty. It just depends on what you like.
Yeah.
I don't really have one for everything.
Kind of just whatever we're in the mood for, we go.
Yeah.
Here's one from an anonymous listener. Doesn't say, I want to make sure I not give him credit by accident. No name. Says, hi, this one is for Scott. What video game do you play that you wish Kim would play with you? Thanks for the show. Well, Anonymous, if I could pick one, it would be more of a back in time sort of thing. And it would be probably World of Warcraft in those early days would have been really fun for the both of us. That kind of thing doesn't interest Kim at all. So it's like,
it's
never going to happen.
It's not that the story doesn't interest me. I really like watching the movies and the trailers and all those things.
Yeah.
Those kinds of games make me carsick for the best
That's true.
Way to explain
There's
it.
There's a lot of camera movement
when,
of any
when
kind.
When you used to play Doom, I used to have to just lay back and not even watch you play.
Yeah, and you think Doom was bad. Wait until then Quake came out and she was worse.
Well, I was pregnant then too.
Well, that's true. You were pregnant both times.
That's true.
You were pregnant with Tay for Doom. You were pregnant with Carter during Quake.
Yeah, I can't do a lot of jerk around movement stuff. Yeah. And maybe it's because I'm watching someone else play. If I'm moving myself, maybe that would be different. But even then.
We tried to get you to, and you really had a hard time with it. I remember that. She'd have to lay down on some other chairs.
That's why I drive. I can't. Road trips would kill me. I'd get car sick so easily.
Yeah, she drives. That there's two reasons, Kim. If we go to St. George or Vegas or something, it's like 4.5, 5 hour drive. The reason Kim drives is twofold. One, she gets car sick when anyone else drives, so she'll drive. Good.
Long
deal.
Distances, yes. Long I distances. I also can't read.
She can't read or any of that, so it's boring as hell.
Yeah, that doesn't work for me.
And also, I get narcoleptic after about 30 minutes.
Scott wants to sleep.
I start falling asleep when I drive. I really think it's because my parents drove me around to calm me down. I really do. We've talked about this before, but I swear that's what it is, because that's, I don't know why else would I have this immediate 25 minutes in.
That is your reaction to being in a car.
It's so weird. Can't explain it, because I'm not otherwise like that. I don't get tired every 25 minutes just when I'm driving. And I've almost gotten in major life-threatening accidents twice because of this. Two long-distance drives, one from L.A. to here with my dad in another car in front of me. And once way back, in Mississippi, where I swear I closed my eyes and opened them. And next thing I knew, I was slamming into some big sand-filled road bag things. Like, it's just, it's really,
it's not good.
Good
for you. Yeah, so we've figured out the right,
all the caffeine, all the loud music, it doesn't matter. I'm still not off. I hate it.
So yeah, I get car sick, and that's why I don't play the games he wants to play with me.
There are plenty of 2D games that I could play with Kim or whatever. You know, we used to play competitive Bubble Bobble back in the day, but she'd just get mad at me because I was kind of a weenie about it, about winning. That was my fault. I blame myself.
Okay.
Because it's too hard for me not to like laugh and point when I get you bad. And then you're just like, gosh, dang it. She's very competitive. Let's put it that way.
It's true.
Final email or text here. These are all texts this week. Oh, no. This one's from the Discord. Hootie42 says, how do you and Kim handle conflicts and fights? Like, I can't imagine you two actually fighting. So we've addressed this before in some smaller ways.
We've talked to our kids about it, where they're like, when you guys are in a fight, and I'm like, we've never actually been in a fight.
Not a fight.
We've been in an argument.
No screaming matches ever.
No.
No fisticuffs of any sort.
No.
No throwing things. No.
I mean, I get mad. He gets mad. Different things like that. But it's usually the most you could call it is an argument, not ever a fight.
No. Never name call, like horrible name calling or anything.
That's mostly because Scott's a talker.
Well, partly.
So we're, but you like, wouldn't. No,
but you're
no,
not
no.
like
we
that
need
either.
To talk about it.
But you're not like that either.
No, not at all. But I think it's because
we're both
over the years. Yeah. We can talk through most things.
We're both bad at holding grudges. I'm a terrible grudge holder. I can't do it.
You're not one of those people, like people we know, who will just not speak to each other for a couple of days if they're mad. And I'm like, what?
Yeah,
how
we
do
know
you do
people
that?
Like that. More than that, some people I know won't talk for a month. I don't know how they do it.
So I think it comes down to talking, being willing to talk and be like, you've really upset me. You've hurt my feelings. I'm really mad about this thing. And then you're like, oh, okay, I didn't even know. And we need to talk about it.
Yeah. Most of the time you're just not aware of what you did.
Exactly.
Or the extent of what you did. And so just talking it through is all you got to do. So that's all we do. And it just doesn't happen that often.
No.
And when things are hairy, like right now, we tend to be closer anyway. So I don't know. We're terrible advice givers for this, because I have friends. I've witnessed friends fights, like watched friends and their spouses go off.
We've had spouses rough, show up at our door and be like, we're in a fight right now. I just need to hang out at your house. And then
the other
will show
one
up
come
later
up. Yeah.
And be like,
where's my wife?
Is she here? Like, I figured she's here.
Yeah.
I go, all right, you guys, we're going to go now. Yeah, and you guys can have your discussion in our living room. Sure. But
yeah, we just don't do it. We don't do like that. No. So our kids have no real basis for this. They have like a very low threshold for if we're upset. And so it's kind of,
they don't quite know what to do when
no.
it happens.
And when it does happen, it's so not that bad compared to a million other possibilities that they're like, Dad, you're really scary when you're mad. I'm like, how often am I mad? And the reason it's scary at all if I'm angry is like, do your homework or you're not going tonight. It's as loud as I ever got. They don't know what, they have no other comparison. So to them, that is me getting insanely angry.
Yeah.
But it's not even close. And I'm fine with that. I hope they don't. Well, my biggest hope for all my kids, and so far so good, is that they will meet and be with people who
they can do the same thing.
They can do the same. Yeah. I don't want somebody, you know.
Yeah, let's talk about it. That's really what it comes down to.
But I've heard neighbors, like, you know, not in this neighborhood, but I think in our last neighborhood, and like you could hear them through the
neighborhood
screaming, calling each other the worst names.
You're like, what?
It's like, okay. I'm sorry, those are four words you can't say on TV. What are you doing in there? Anyway, so that's it, Hootie. We just pretty chill about that stuff. And we're not, I promise, this is not us falsifying information. This is literally how it goes.
Us talking is kind of how we talk to each other all the time.
Yeah. Like I say, what you see or what you hear here and even other shows, that's what you get. All that stuff. My bad jokes, those are real.
Oh, yeah, they are.
What was that? Is that the dog?
That's Ripley, oh, maybe.
That scared me. Let's get to the foodie of the week. I really should do a thing for that. Let's see. How about this?
Watch a foodie.
We'll borrow that from TMS.
Okay.
Last minute soup, we'll call it. So yesterday, the whole plan was sibling dinner, and everybody was going to bring their own thing and just hang out. It was another chance for everyone to be with Angel, and we were all going to be at Angel's house. But then there was confusion, and nobody
knew. As to who was coming.
Who's supposed to come, who isn't supposed to come, who's doing food, all that stuff. So this is so typical you. But while the controversy's swirling, and there's, you know, tornadoes of thoughts going around about who's supposed to do what, nobody can make a decision, Kim goes, I'm making a 400-gallon pot of soup, and I'll be there.
That sounds just like me.
But you did. You made chicken taco.
Well, I started to make a soup, and I'm like, okay, well, there's like, you know, six of us, seven of us hanging out. No worries. And then, but I think her kids are going to be there, and then some neighbors are going to, the neighbors keep coming and going, and it's really nice because her neighbors are awesome.
They're all very nice.
They come in and they'll like clean bathrooms and then they head out and they kind of come and go.
Right.
They've been amazing. So I knew it would be more than just that. So I'm like, okay, well, let's see. Okay. So I make the soup. And then I start doubling everything because I realized that it's going to be more. And I had everything. I didn't have to go to the store. Yeah. And it was literally taco soup
with four different kinds
of beans, some corn, some tomatoes. And then I just cooked up a bunch of chicken and put it in there and made up my own seasoning.
And it was about a 14-gallon monster pot. It was so much.
I was able to leave some there, which is really nice because they have it for lunch today.
Yeah, they can eat it today.
And my niece took some home because she's got a couple of her siblings staying with her from out of town. Mm-hmm. And so it was perfect. It was great. And then people had chips and sour cream, and we had avocado to put on it. And
so what are they all going to do without you if this ever happens without you? You know what I mean? Who else is going to do that? Nobody. You know who would do it? Angel would do it.
Yeah.
But currently she's the one that needs the rest.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, you're not going to make her do it.
It's all good.
I was impressed, I have to admit. Also a little sad because I didn't get any of it because I had to work. I had a show last night.
No, and I didn't bring any home.
It's totally fine.
I thought it was more important that they had extra there because they had a lot of food brought in, but a lot of treats, not really like meals.
Yeah.
And so, or not that I knew about. So I just wanted to make sure everybody got a good hearty meal. Yep. And it worked out.
Yep. I mean, you could have taken this to a soup kitchen and fed like 400 homeless people. It was crazy.
It would have been about maybe 30 people.
Still. And you did it all like in no time, and I could smell it through the house. I was like, what is happening? It was so good. Anyway, so there's your idea, your last minute idea.
There's my last
it's
minute
not even
idea.
It's so not even a recipe
easy.
There,
it
is there?
It literally is black beans, chili beans, garbanzo beans, and any kind of white bean, all mixed together with either ground beef or chicken, and then all your seasoning. You could put taco seasoning. You could put ranch dressing's really good in it. I didn't have either one of those, so I just started adding seasoning to it, and it worked out.
Did
really
it have
well.
Any kind of broth base or anything?
The broth comes from the cans of beans.
Mm. It was good. I tasted it. I had a spoonful.
I know. I'm like, tell me what you think. Does it need more salt? I don't know.
It was really hot. I remember that. Not spicy.
Oh, and it had a can of green chili, so it was a little bit spicy.
Just a little, though. A
tiny bit.
Yeah, it wasn't anything bad. So, yeah, there you go. An idea for when you guys are in a crunch, okay? Get that done. Join our Discord, by the way. Lots of fun, great people in there who chat about some of these things. I like getting questions in there as well, so if you want to leave stuff in there, you can. Frogpants.com/Discord is a quick and easy and painless way to join our community. And it's connected to all the other Frog Pants stuff. So if you want to hang out and all that stuff, you're there. I think that's going to do it. A reminder, this show is here partially because of your support on our Patreon at patreon.com/frogpants. Big thanks to everyone who supports us there. Please continue to do so. And if you're looking for all the links, all the ways to contact us, skimshow@gmail.com, 801-471-0462, all this stuff, it's linked and found and easily accessible at frogpants.com/skim. I think that's it.
Awesome.
Is there anything I'm missing?
I don't think so. I think we did, that's what's going on.
We did what's going on. That's what we do here.
There you go.
thank you all for listening. May your day be great. And go.
And thanks for all the nice wishes. I got a few messages from people in the Frog Pants community.
Yeah.
It's been fantastic. You guys are so great.
We couldn't ask for a nicer bunch of people in our online family. So
thank you.
Thank you all for that. It means a lot. We'll see you next time.
Ready for breakfast. Here's the table. Father, Mother, Bill, and Mabel.
Get more at frogpants.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.